The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Barracuda had four different leads tonight, but they just could not put the San Diego goals away. And the goals would ultimately find a way. Their only lead in the game comes in overtime. Ryan Carpenter, the former San Jose Shark, and Barracuda forward wins it 104 into the extra session. His 16th of the year from former Barracuda and Shark forward Justin Bailey. The goaltender Ville Husso gets the secondary assist. And the San Diego goals, who just would not go away time and time again coming back in this game, they find a way to win it in overtime by a final score of 5-4. Both teams now 500 in the extra session. Barracuda do earn a point. They are 28-23-3 now on the season, up to 62 points. 3 points now behind the Ontario Reign in the Pacific Division and 3 points ahead of the Abbotsford Canucks in the Pacific Division. So that's the silver lining. The Barracuda do earn a point, but a game in which they had four different leads and they just can't close it out. And San Diego stuck around, and they find a way to win the game in overtime. Final shots, 34-28 in favor of the Barracuda, but the goals got the only two shots on net in that overtime session. Kind of a scrambly overtime. It only lasted a minute and 4 seconds, but Podorolski lost his footing in the offensive zone, led to an odd man rush back the other way. Then a kind of a bad change. Left Cagnoni is the lone man back, and he was at the end of his shift, and they end up scoring the game winner. Carpenter gets the feed from Justin Bailey. Let's recap this one. We'll go back to the opening period. Barracuda outshot the goals in the first 11-7. They would even go on a four-minute power play as the goals were called for a double minor high sticking. Barracuda would have some chances on the power play but come up empty. It was after the power play expired in which they would open up the scoring. Just a few seconds later, at 19-12, Walker Duer in his Barracuda debut would beat goaltender Ville Husso under the blocker from the left dot, scored in his Sharks debut, scores in his Barracuda debut to give the Barracuda a 1-0 lead late in the first period. Minute to go in this opening period. Now Cardwell up the right wing side, drops for Duer, weaves to the middle of the ice. Right-handed shot, Duer eludes Carpenter, top of the circle, shoots and scores! Walker Duer scored in his Sharks debut, nets one in his Barracuda debut with 48 seconds in the first period. It's a power play goal, and the Barracuda jump out to a 1-0 lead. Barracuda would carry that lead into the intermission. Walker Duer's 12th of the year from Ethan Cardwell and Lucas Carlson. In the second, a trend would begin that would transpire throughout the game. San Diego answering back a Barracuda goal. At 5:06, after the puck had skipped over the stick of defenseman Luca Cagnoni, Colson Petrie would rush up the ice down the left wing side. Perfectly executed, he would put it off the left pad of goaltender Gabe Carrier, and the big juicy rebound was put home by Judd Caulfield for Caulfield, his 6th of the year, tying the score up in the second period. White's going to come out of the puck, work it up high to the point. Cagnoni had it bounce over his stick. This could be a chance for Petrie. Coming down the wing, Petrie shoots, they made big rebound, they score. Judd Caulfield fires it into a wide open net. That was essentially a pillow pass. Petrie off the left pad of... Yeah, perfectly executed. Goals tie the score up at 1-1. That score would not last long. In fact, exactly 1 minute later, off a offensive zone faceoff draw, win by the Barracuda. A simple play from rookie defenseman Braden Hache slings a rolling puck in on net. It hit off something in route to goaltender Ville Husso, and it beats him on the far side for Hache, his first in the American Hockey League. His third pro goal, giving the Barracuda in the second a 2-1 lead. Levels the score in the second period, his 6th of the year from Colson Petrie. So back on her way, Ashe. Shot tipped on net. They score! A point shot from Braden Ashe, and it might just be his first in the American Hockey League. He's got a big grin from ear to ear. It is Braden Ashe's first in the AHL. Barracuda take a 2-1 lead on that goal from Ashe. Walker Duer picks up the primary assist, so he's in on both of the first two goals for the Cuda. Rem Pitlick gets the secondary assist, and the Barracuda at the time had a 2-1 lead. But San Jose unable to hold on to that lead. It was a theme all night long. The goals go on to their second power play of the hockey game, and Igor Sidorov rips home his 14th of the year. Time to go at 9:56. Levels things in the second period at 2-2. Unit that was near the top of the league for a good majority of the year. Here's a chance for Sidorov, shoots and scores. He was just about to sing the praises of the PK with their first kill, but Sidorov rips one past Carrier, and we are all tied up at 2-2. So the goals on the power play tie the score up at 2-2. When the Barracuda have needed offense, they have leaned on one man and one man only all year long. Number 22, Andrew Podorolski. And as he has often done, he has stepped up to the plate and answered. And at 13:05, he would fire home his third in as many games, his team being 24th goal of the year. And Shea, who had that goal earlier in the period, gets the only assist. And once again, the Barracuda would go back up by a goal. Podorolski, the goal scorer. Up by Hashain, worked down in deep. Russo came to play the puck. Now it's worked up to the near side point. Picked up Podorolski just below the left dot. Pulls up, head fakes, scanning, surveying, shooting, score! Andrew Podorolski rips it far side on Russo. The Barracuda are back up by a goal. Podorolski's goal at 13:05, but once again, about 3 minutes later, the San Diego goals would answer back. Jan Mischak from Sidorov and McEwen, 16:48, time of the tally. Goals level the score once again, this time at 3 apiece. 6 goals, 2 against, but a shot and a goal, and we're tied up as Mischak hits the pipe and rolls it past the goal line. A shot during 4-on-4 play upstairs beats goaltender Carrier. We're tied at 3-3. So just like Sunday, the Barracuda in a tied hockey game, 3 apiece after 40 minutes of play. So what would happen in the third? Well, it was more of the same. The Barracuda would take a 1-goal lead. At 7:47, Ethan Cardwell, the recipient of a pass from Andrew Podorolski for Potsy, his 60th point of the year. The secondary assist from Thomas Bortolo is 100th in the American Hockey League, and the Barracuda, for the fourth time in the game, would take a 1-goal lead as Cardwell would make it goals in back-to-back. He's up to 9 on the year. Here's a chance in tight. Cardwell scores! Cardwell got it from Podorolski, who received the pass from Thomas Bortolo. That is point number 100 for Bortolo. Cardwell's got goals in back-to-back games, and for the fourth time in this hockey game, the Barracuda go up by a goal. They lead it 4-3. Time of the goal for Cardwell at the 6:47 mark of this third period. So once again, the Barracuda go up by a goal, but once again, the trend would continue. It was Jan Mischak, his second of the game, 15th of the year at 11:42, answers the bell and ties the game back up at 4-4. Now trying to get it through Luneau on that right side. Nestorenko is going to run it down on the right wing. Nestorenko one-hands the puck in front, and it's slapped past Carrier. We're tied at 4-4. What an individual effort by Nikita Nestorenko as he wins a battle going to the net, and he sets it up on a tee for Mischak, who slaps it home for a second of the game. And we're tied at 4-4 in San Diego. They just will not go away. Goals find a way again. Fourth time of the game, they erase a 1-goal deficit. So no more goals after that point. We would go to overtime. And for both of these teams, second straight game in which they would need extra time to decide it. Barracuda didn't wait long on Sunday, 41 seconds to be exact, to win it in the extra session. A 6-5 overtime win against the Henderson Silver Knights. Unfortunately, tonight it would not go in their favor. A couple of miscues, including a fumble of the footing for Polarowski leads to an odd man rush, and then a bad change leads to another odd man rush, and Justin Bailey, who scored twice against his former club the last time he faced him, back on February the 16th, he's in on the game-winning goal, and he gives it off to former Barracuda and Shark forward Ryan Carpenter. And Carpenter, the player of the month in February in the American Hockey League, puts home his 16th goal of the year. And the San Diego Goals, for the first time in the game, take a lead, and it's the game winner in overtime. 4:23 left here in the 3-on-3 overtime. Polarowski over the line, leaves for Cardwell. Cardwell, middle ice, back for Polarowski. It got stick just away from him. Then he loses his footing, and Cagnoni is the only D-man back. Bailey charging on the far side. Cardwell gets back into the play. A shot on net by McEwen, turned out by Carrier. And Polarowski will make a change, but it's hurried back to Bailey. A headman feed from Husso. Bailey coming down the wing, holding far side, one-timer, game winner for Ryan Carpenter. Carpenter had an overtime winner just a few games ago for San Diego. The Goals come all the way back and win it. 1:04 into the overtime. A head-scratching finish for the Barracuda, who never trailed before that point. They did a lot of good things tonight, but give San Diego credit. Whenever these teams get together, they are more than a handful. Goals are now above 500 against San Jose in head-to-head play. The Barracuda are 2-2, 1-1 during the season series against the Goals. Two more games coming up on the season series, with the next in this building, an early start, 10:30 a.m. on March the 19th. So a disappointing way to go into now a four-game road trip for the Barracuda, but they do earn points in their final three games. They get a point tonight, 3 points now ahead of Abbotsford for the fifth spot in the AHL's Pacific Division. With the win, San Diego is up to 50 points on the year. They enter today 7 points behind the Tucson Roadrunners for the final spot in the AHL's Pacific Division. Tucson in action tonight, taking on the Ontario Reign, as we take a quick look at the box score. A final, so no ground gain for San Diego, but they don't lose any ground. Tucson wins 4-1 against the Ontario Reign at the Toyota Arena. So Barracuda, they do gain some ground, at least separate themselves a little more from Abbotsford, the team they will play next on Friday and Saturday at the Abbotsford Center. We will have pregame coverage on Friday night at 6:30 p.m. Pacific time on the Sharks Audio Network and at sjbarracuda.com/listen, and of course through AHL TV on Flow Hockey, where you can watch the game. Final shots, 34-28 in favor of the Barracuda, who outshot the Goals in every period except overtime. Both teams go 1-for-3 on the power play, and the winning goaltender is Ville Husso. He's now 2-1 on the season. Gabe Carrier is now 5-4-1 on the year, 0-1-1 against San Diego. He's the losing goaltender. Let's go over our three stars. Andrew Podorowski is 17th multi-point effort of the year. He's up to 60 now on the season, pacing the American Hockey League in that department. Number two star is Ethan Cardwell. Podorowski had a couple of points, a goal, and an assist. He finished the game with a +1 rating and 3 shots on net. Cardwell also finishing with a couple of points after a 3-point performance for Cardwell on Sunday. Tacks on 2 more points here tonight. He's the number two star, is Ethan Cardwell. He had a goal and assist, +1 rating, and 5 shots on net that tied for the team lead. He is the number two star. And Jan Mischak is the number one star. 2 goals for Mischak, a +1 rating, and 3 shots on net for the San Diego forward. Game length tonight, 2 hours and 38 minutes, 1,298 sod here at TechCU Arena. So the Barracuda hit the road now for 4 straight. The next time they are home, it'll be against these Goals. Again, a early start, 10:30 a.m. for CUDA Classroom Day on March the 19th. Looking forward to that. We're expecting a full house. Should be a great atmosphere as the kiddos make their way to the Reef to root on the Barracuda. Barracuda, 2 games at Abbotsford this weekend. two games the following weekend in Tucson before they come back home. Disappointing loss tonight. Barracuda fall by a final score of 5-4 against the San Diego Gulls, a game in which they led four different times but could not close out San Diego, and they ultimately lose by a final score of 5-4. That does it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us tonight, whether they listened on the Sharks Audio Network or at SJBarracuda.com. We dearly appreciate it. And for those who watched as well on HLTV on Flow Hockey, thank you to you as well. We certainly enjoyed bringing it to you, and we hope you join us again on Friday as the Barracuda make their way north of the border to take on the Abbotsford Canucks. Kuda fall tonight by a final score 5-4 in the homestand finale. They do earn points in their final three games. They'll look to get back into the win column on Friday in Abbotsford against the Canucks. Until Friday, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This podcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.